Robert Barclay at the Juke Joint. It's just a few seconds in front of 9 o'clock, and this is about the time of the show when each week I give out my email address. Email's really the best way to reach me. If you have any comments on the show, you want to say hello, I love hearing from you. You don't have to write a long email. Just drop me a line and say you're listening and tell me where you're listening from, what town or city, state, province, anywhere in the world. Well, we are reachable at WCMU.org. My email address is robert.barclay, B-A-R-C-L-A-Y, at cmich.edu. That's robert.barclay at cmich.edu. And thanks for taking the time. Well, this next artist in my pre-war blues feature tonight is named Homesick James Williamson. He was simply known as Homesick James. He was from Somerville, Tennessee. He is was cousins to the great Elmore James. And Elmore was from Mississippi, Canton, Mississippi, and Homesick James was from Somerville, Tennessee. But they both ended up in Chicago in the 1950s. And Homesick James is one of those artists that if you attended the Chicago Blues Festival during the 1980s and 90s, you probably had several chances to see him with blues artists that were 90-plus years old. He was often on stage with people like Robert Lockwood Jr., Henry Townsend, Pine Top Perkins, Honey Boy Edwards. They were all in their 90s. None of them made it to the age of 100, but we remember them so well. Great fun to be around them. Now, Homesick James is recording for the Chance label on these two tracks from 1952 and 53. And let's open up with his vocals and guitar on a tune titled The Homesick Blues. Thank you.
train at the station making two all lonesome blues. It's at the train at the station making two all lonesome blues. Yes, it blows and it blows like it wasn't gonna blow. Yes, I love my baby, I tell the world I do. Yes, I love my baby, I tell the world I do. I don't believe you love me now, I treat me like. Yes, we got two women round in the hand. Yes, we got two women round in the hand. You can tell by that the other one got the other one, man.
Homesick James, early in his recording career, 1952, and we heard him on something called The Lonesome Old Train. Prior to that, we heard him on The Homesick Blues. That's obviously where he got his blues name. Just about 8 minutes past 9 o'clock, Robert Barclay, the Duke of Jukes, been in the blues for you on Sunday nights. We're going to play two more tunes from post-war Chicago, and then we're going to head to Texas. In my feature tonight on the post-war blues scene. And this next artist, the next two tunes are by two different artists. In a minute, we're going to return to Muddy Waters. But first, I'm going to turn to the artist who brought Muddy Waters to the attention of Leonard and Phil Chess, who owned the Aristocrat label, soon to be known as the Chess label, the famous Chess label. And this artist who brought Muddy to the studio was none other than Albert Lewandrew, better known as Sunnyland Slim. On piano, here he is. I had the opportunity to see him on a half dozen different occasions during the late 1980s. My very first visit to the Chicago Blues Fest in 1986, I saw him at a club on the north side at Lily's, and I'm sitting 6 feet away from him. To my right, drummer S.P. Leary was on a bar stool, and to my left was Detroit Jr., and I'm in hog heaven sitting there with Sunnyland Slim in front of me, and I got two Chicago blues men to my left and right, and I was thrilled to be there. And I've been going to Chicago every June ever since. Here's Sunnyland Slim in 1948 for Aristocrat Records. Listen to his reference to Saginaw, Michigan in the lyrics. One of Steve Jessmore's favorites, the Johnson Machine Gun.
Time ain't long. Yes, I feel mistreated. Seem like my time ain't long. Because the best friend I had done stole my lover and gone. I'm gonna buy me a Johnson machine gun and a carload of explosion bomb. Babe, I'm gonna buy me a Johnson machine gun and a carload of explosion bomb. Yes, I'm gonna be a walking cyclone from Saginaw to the Niagara Falls. And a whole round belt of ball. Go and bring me my typewriter and a whole round belt of ball. I'm gonna free my no good woman, boy, she's down in the state penitentiary wall. Yes, the undertaker been here, darling, I give him your height inside. Now, if you don't be making whoopies with the devil tomorrow this time, baby, God knows you'll be surprised.
Well, I whiskey and women would not let me play.
And that was Muddy Waters on vocals and slide guitar on a classic traditional blues tune, Rollin' and Tumblin', a song that went back all the way to 1928 when Hambone Willie Newbern first recorded that in 28. Then Muddy Waters revived it in the late 1940s, and then he recorded it also for Chess. And we heard the Chess recording of Rollin' and Tumblin'. I hadn't heard those. The first time I heard Rollin' and Tumblin' was when Cream, the British blues rock group, recorded it in 1968. I think it was on their Wheels of Fire release, Rollin' and Tumblin'. That was the first time I heard it. And then I went back and retraced the steps of the blues men who came before them, like a lot of kids do. Listen, get it from rock and roll and then retrace the steps and found out who did it originally. And in front of that, we heard Sonnyland Slim on Johnson Machine Gun. Well, now we're going to leave Chicago behind, and we're going to head to Texas in the post-war blues scene. And you can't get much more post-World War II than the year 1946. The war ended in 1945. This is 1946 by Houston's King of the Country Blues, Lightnin' Hopkins, originally from Centerville, Texas, grew up in a little tiny town, born there in 1912, and had the opportunity to see the great Blind Lemon Jefferson when Lightnin' Hopkins was just a boy, and learned a few licks from Blind Lemon. And in 1946, he had the opportunity to record for the Aladdin label. So we're going to hear his debut recordings on these next two numbers for Aladdin Records. He was signed and sent out to Los Angeles on the train to record for Aladdin. And here he is on a classic tune of his, Katie May, She Walks Like She Got Oil Fields in Her Backyard. Lightnin' Hopkins.
Yeah, you know Katie May's a good girl. Folks say she don't run around at night. Yeah, you know Katie made a good girl. Folks say she don't run around at night. Yeah, you know you can bet your last dollar Katie May will treat you right. Yeah, you know I try to give that woman everything in the world she needs. That's why she don't do nothing but lay up in the bed and read. You know she walks just like she got oil wells in her backyard. Yes, you never hear that woman hooting, hollering, crying, and talking about these times being hard. Some folks say she must be a Cadillac, but I say she must be a T-model fool. Yeah, you know some folks say she must be a Cadillac, but I say she must be a T-model fool. Yeah, you know she got the shape all right, but she can't carry no heavy load. Goodbye, goodbye, poor Katie May. These are the last words that I got to say. I say goodbye, goodbye, poor Katie May. These are the last words I got to say. Yes, if I don't see you tomorrow, I hope I'll meet you early the next day.
Don't get mad, I don't mean no harm. I want to play with you, fool. I want to play with you, fool. I want to play with you, fool. I mean your little fool dog. Yeah, that little fool got a long shaggy tail. While I tried to buy my buddy, wasn't for sale. Can I play with you, fool? Can I play with you, fool? I want to play with you, fool. I mean your little fool dog. Down in town with my hat in my hand, I was looking for a woman, didn't have no man. I want to play with your pool. I want to play with your pool. I want to play with your pool. I mean a little pool dog. Well, one time over, this is what she said. Can I play with the pool? Can I play with the pool? Can I play with the pool of me, little pool? Now, love you, woman, what you trying to do? Trying to love my brother and love me too. Wanna play? I want to play with the fool of me, little fool dog. Play it out loud.
Crash, boom, bang. Lightning Hopkins. On vocals and guitar, Can I Play With Your Poodle? I mean your little poodle dog. A little suggestive kind of a tune that was written by Tampa Red. Tampa Red recorded that originally, but Lightnin' Hopkins did a rockin' version of that in 1947 for Aladdin Records. And in front of that, with his piano-playing partner, Wilson Thunder Smith, with Sam Hopkins on vocals and guitar, we heard Katie May. They were dubbed Thunder and Lightning, and they recorded quite a few things together in those early days of 1946 and 1947. Lightning Hopkins. We're listening to post-war blues, post-World War II blues, tonight at the Juke Joint by request of Henry in Sanger, California, who is listening online at WCMU.org, and he dropped me a line and said he's loving the music tonight, so I'm happy to know he is tuned in online at WCMU.org. Also heard from Tag from Houston, Texas, who was visiting Michigan, getting ready for the Wheatland Festival, and he's camped out by his radio in Six Lakes, Michigan right now. Well, continuing on with the post-war blues, we're going to turn to an artist who, if he were alive today, he turned 100 last Tuesday. His name, Melvin Little Son Jackson, born on August 16th, 1916. So that's 100 years ago last Tuesday. His mother played gospel guitar, so he learned a few rudimentary riffs on the guitar from her. He helped form a gospel group called the Blue Eagle Four, but as a grown-up, he became a car mechanic. Then he served in the Army during World War II, and after that, he pursued a career as a blues musician, first recording a demo, which he sent to Bill Quinn, at the owner of the Gold Star record label in Houston, in 1946. Quinn signed him to a recording deal, and had some success with them. And then he switched over to recording several dozen tunes for the Imperial label in the early 1950s. And it's the Imperial material that we're going to hear to celebrate the centennial of the birth of Melvin Little Son Jackson from Texas. Now, he didn't live to be 100. He died at the age of 59 in Dallas in 1976. Here he is in 1950, recording in L.A., the Ticket Agent Blues.
And I'm Mr. Ticket Agent, can a broke man ride your train? And I'm Mr. Ticket Agent, can a broke man ride your train? You know I ride the raw just to see my little girl again. He said, buy your ticket, this train it can't be mine. He said, buy your ticket, this train it can't be mine. I said, I'm broke, ticket agent, I swear I am gonna die. At the Beaumont well. He got his oil in Houston and his gas at the Beaumont well. When I pass through Dallas, oh man, I wave farewell. Well, I hate to leave you, babe, I hate to leave you here. Well, I got to go, and I'll see you sometime next year. Well, I hate to leave you, baby, I hate to go away. You know, I hate to leave you, and I hate to go away. If my mind don't change, I will be back home someday. When a light turn green, you can carry on. Pushed on a clutch, I put on a brakes. The light was red, a bird she couldn't wait. Well, now stop for the red light.
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 Stop in the red light zone. When a light turn green, you can carry on. Get gas happy and blow your top. The police blow his whistle, you know he got to stop. Well, now stop for the red light.
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 Stop in the red light zone. And when it's red turn green, you can carry on. Red for stop and cautious means slow. Green light is on, you know we got to go. Well, now stop for the red light. Stop for the red light.
Stop for the red light.
stop for the red light.
Stop for the red light.
Stop in the red light zone. When the light turns green, you can carry on. Red means stop, coaches mean slow. The green light is on, you know we got to go. Well now stop for the red light.
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 Stop in the red light zone. Well the light turned green, you can carry on.
Well, we heard Little Son Jackson, who would have turned 100 last Tuesday. We heard him on a recording from 1950 for Imperial Records. And we opened up with a tune titled The Ticket Agent Man, and he was playing guitar and doing the singing on that. And then we followed it with him with a band in the studio with him, and he had Henry Jenkins on the alto sax, Al Calloway on the piano, and somebody identified simply as McKinley on the drums on a swinging little tune titled Stop at the Red Light. Little Son Jackson. We'll come back to a couple of more tracks from him a little later in the show during the 10 o'clock hour when he recorded for Chris Strakowitz at the Arhooly record label. I'm spinning post-war blues, and I just heard from Keith in Millington, who has a 78 or two by Little Son Jackson from those post-war recordings. Well, now we're going to turn to a Texas blues artist who cast a long shadow over not only other blues artists like B.B. King. T-Bone Walker cast a long shadow over rock and roll artists, and especially Chuck Berry. You listen to Chuck Berry's guitar on those great Chess hit records of the 1950s and 60s, and you'll hear him toss out a whole lot of T-Bone Walker guitar riffs. T-Bone was known as the father of electric blues guitar. His recording career began in 1929 when he was 19 years old, but by the time he had the chance to record again, it was into the 1940s, and that's what we're going to focus on now. We're going to turn to him in a band setting for the Black and White label out in Los Angeles. He's got a great band here. He's got Bumps Myers on the tenor sax. Willard McDaniel is on piano. Billy Hadnot is on the bass. And Oscar Lee Bradley is on the drums. T-Bone Walker on a tune titled You're My Best Poker Hand. Dig the guitar.
I looked at my hand and not a smile did I crack. Thank you.
I've only drawn one card. When the deal goes down, I've only drawn one card. And if you play poker, you know that sure is hard. The kid spread his hand and began to blush. The kid spread his hand and then began to blush. But his face turned pale when he saw my queen high
T-Bone Walker on a song called T-Bone Jumps Again, a very fine and swinging instrumental. That was a classic T-Bone tune. T-Bone, of course, on the guitar, Teddy Buckner on the trumpet, and Bumps Myers on the tenor sax, among others, on that wonderful recording for Black and White Records in Los Angeles back in 1947. Focusing on the post-World War II blues tonight at the Juke Joint. Between 1946 and about 1954. Gotta play T-Bone Walker. In front of that, or the title of that track was T-Bone Jumps Again. Prior to that, we heard him on one of my favorite titles of a T-Bone tune, You're My Best Poker Hand. Now, somebody who was very much caught up in the style of T-Bone Walker was a man who was born on the border of Louisiana and Texas, Clarence Gatemouth Brown. Big fan of T-Bone Walker's. In fact, later in life, T-Bone is about the only blues man Gate would acknowledge as a personal favorite of his. And he had the opportunity, Gate had the opportunity to record after Don Roby saw him fill in for T-Bone Walker at Roby's Bronze Peacock nightclub in Houston, Texas, back in the mid-1940s, and He signed him to a deal with Aladdin Records, put him on a train, and shipped him out to Los Angeles to do some recording. Now, he didn't have any commercial success with those early recordings for the Aladdin label, but it wasn't because of the band. He had Maxwell Davis and his orchestra as the band leader for Gate. So since Roby liked Gate so much and he didn't like what happened out on the West Coast, he started his own record label. He owned the Bronze Peacock nightclub. He decided to call his record label Peacock Records. I've got a handful of Peacock records myself on LP, not on so much on 78. But here are a couple of tunes. We're going to open up in 1947 for Aladdin Records and then segue into a Gatemouth track from Peacock in 1949. Well, let's open up with Guitar in My Hand.
I was standing at the station with my guitar in my hand. Guitar in my hand. I was looking for my baby, who left me for another man. Yes, she said that she was going.
Yes, the flag was red that Mary wore. Yes, the the leg was red, that Mary wore.
Gate Mouth Brown, Mary is Fine, recording for Peacock Records, owned by Don Roby in Houston in 1949. Prior to that, we heard him on Guitar in My Hand. And you know, I had the opportunity to spend many hours hanging with Gate Mouth Brown. He came to Mount Pleasant on several occasions and played at Tom's Foolery and then Rubble's in downtown Mount Pleasant. And my photo studio was just a few blocks away, so after one of his gigs one night, he came to my photo studio and we did some shots he used as his promo photo for pretty much the rest of his life, several decades more. That was back in 1989 that I had him in my studio. It was great fun. And I started picking up on his stuff as they reissued it, and I had an LP from England of his early Peacock recordings. And I showed it to him and asked him if he'd signed a cover for me. And he looks at it and he goes, "Where'd you get this? This is the great stuff. This is my early stuff. Mary is Fine. I Live the Life. Boogie Rambler. The Justice Blues. I Just Got Lucky Baby. She Walks Right In." And he goes, "Can I have this?" And I said, "Gate, I'd love to give it to you, but I was hoping you'd sign it for me." And he goes, "Okay." I said, "Look for it. I mean, you should be. The label should send it to you." So anyway, he signed it for me, and I treasure that opportunity to hang with Gate Mouth Brown. "Mary is Fine" was the name of the tune. I get excited when I'm spinning my favorite music on Sunday nights here at CW Public Radio. If that doesn't come through on this microphone, something is wrong, because I love this music and I love sharing it with you. Now we're going to turn to an artist who began his recording career right after World War II. His name, Jimmy Witherspoon, and he's better known to his fans as simply Spoon. Jimmy Witherspoon was from a small town in Arkansas, but he made the move to the West Coast and got involved in the blues scene there, just checking out, see what was going on. And right after World War II, he had the opportunity to see the great blues shouters Jimmy Rushing and Big Joe Turner in L.A., and he began checking out all the club action along Central Avenue, the heart of black Los Angeles at that time, and served in the Merchant Marines and then got out of the service after World War II and had the opportunity to do some recording for Bob Geddens at the Supreme label in the San Francisco Bay Area. And we're going to have him in the great company of Kansas City big band leader Jay McShann on the piano, recording for the Supreme label from 1947. Wonderful tune titled "It Ain't Nobody's Business." Jimmy Witherspoon.
If I do these days I'm going crazy. Buy me a shotgun and shoot my baby. Ain't nobody's business if I do. If I should take a notion, I'd go right down and jump in the ocean. Ain't nobody's business if I do. One day I have chicken and dumplings. Yes, the next day I don't have nothing. Ain't nobody's business if I do. If I attend church all day Sunday, yes, and cabaret all day Monday, ain't nobody's business if I do. If I stay out all night, spend my money, that's all right. Ain't nobody's business if I do.
Great Jimmy Witherspoon, or simply known as Spoon. From 1947 for the Supreme label, we heard a song that had some great commercial success for him, Time's Getting Tougher. And in front of that, we heard him on Ain't Nobody's Business with some tasteful piano from Jay McShann in the studio at Supreme. Not sure if you've noticed the differences between the Chicago blues that we heard earlier in the show, which featured slide guitar and harmonica, not so much horns, but you had that down-home sound in Chicago in the post-war years. And then T-Bone Walker and Gatemouth Brown, they loved having horns on their recordings. They were from Texas, and they took that sound, T-Bone especially, took that sound out to the West Coast, and very much influenced by blues and jazz artists, so they included horns on many of their recordings, as did Jimmy Witherspoon and Jay McShann, all during the same time frame, 1946 to 1953 or 54 tonight on the broadcast. I'll be back in a minute or two after the station ID and some other messages. You be sure to stay near the radio, and I've got some Lowell Fulson coming your way, so you be sure to stay near the radio.